The population of Kichai, Louisiana will increase exponentially this week as the cast, crew, and hundreds of extras descend on Circle T Ranch for the final week of shooting of the independent family film Dakota's Summer. The coming-of-age drama is a companion film to Cowgirls and Angels, released last year. It's a glimpse into the world of the competitive cowgirl rodeo circuit. Director Tim Armstrong is wrapping up a 20-day shoot in northwest Louisiana. He says the most pivotal scenes will be shot this week in Kichai.
About a quarter of the movie takes place at this, what we're calling the hometown arena. The beginning of the movie where our protagonist, you know, sort of gets knocked down and starts on her journey. And then again at the end of the movie where she triumphs and everything's good.
The filming of Dakota's Summer was initially planned for East Texas, but just weeks before shooting, producer Ben Feingold says they looked around northwest Louisiana and ultimately were lured by the state's robust film tax credit incentive program.
The more that we were looking at locations and the budget, the more we thought we just could scoot across the state line, the look of the movie would be the same. And there also was a good crew base in Louisiana.
Armstrong says he hopes this film is embraced as part of the cultural base of the area, and if the stars align, Dakota's Summer will get a wide release. Meanwhile, Feingold is calling for extras to fill the rodeo arena.
If you like rural culture or horses or indie movies, I think it's a great place to spend some time on Saturday and even drop in during the week.
The film's post-production will be completed back in California and will be ready for audiences to preview around Thanksgiving.